make sure that Karen Murphy got the agent, my real estate status information with my real estate ID. Call Carla to arrange either going over there, helping her with her package or her packing, or tell her that on Saturday when the kids come out, we'll all come over there and move a bunch of stuff. Razak would like to meet them today to get my money. Now, they might give me 600 or 700, but because of that credit card issue with the old Junior's website, which I took down, then follow up with Bullet with the $300 he owes me, and Ed with the $70 he owes me. I need to follow up with Ninja Trader about why the program will not work all of a sudden, because I'm either going to wipe that computer and reinstall just Ninja Trader now that I'm ready to trade, or take the other computer that I have here, buy a solid state hard drive for it, and set that up as a dedicated Ninja Trader. Or I can put Ninja Trader right on the server and have it kind of like a VPS. Haven't decided whether that makes sense or not. Certainly it would eliminate the issue of connectivity, continuous connectivity to my ISP. But I haven't figured out some other issues, like remote desktoping to the instance instead of using the Copilot software. Need to call my dad. I'll have to judge whether I'll play tomorrow. Even though the weather's nice, it's really my last day to play before Shakira may come out with the kids. I need to solder the wires in my trunk and check the reservoir for leaks, the air reservoir for leaks and maybe rust, because that's the same side that my rear light is on that has condensation inside. At some point I need to look into getting another jack so I can really get under the car and get to that the level sensor to bring it down half a volt so that the height of the back isn't so out of whack. The voltages of those level sensors have to be within a certain range of each other in order for the system to act properly. And I've concluded that if I change the height adjustment bracket a certain way, it may help me achieve that end. I think that's it. Razak Neely owes me $650. I need to follow up with him on his connectivity to the server. So at minimum, if I do the same, if I have him log in, if we log in as Katina to the server with her username and password, he should have access at minimum. But he has to initiate the visit. I told him I wouldn't charge him if I didn't fix it. So then I can fund the trading account. I think I'll have enough to fund the trading account with at least $300 to $400 and make a substantial payment on the March rent. Monday, I have a meeting with Karen Murphy at mid-afternoon. I will ask her about the Edgewood office also. Follow up with Ray Jimenez to see what he ever did with his house. And I'll let him know that I'm joining Christie. That would be a nice listing. I need to read the order flow paperwork that I printed out. So I can learn more about order flow. And then add that to my monthly subscription, data subscription for NinjaTrader. And read the Day Trader Handbook. I think that should do.